Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is March 28, and on this day in Cold War history in 1946, the United States State Department releases the Acheson-Lilienthal Report outlining a plan for the international control of nuclear power. In 1959, the State Council of the People's Republic of China dissolves the government of Tibet. In 1968, Brazilian high school student Edson Luiz de Lima Soto is shot by the police in a protest for cheaper meals at a restaurant for low-income students. The aftermath of his death is one of the first major events against the military dictatorship in Brazil. In 1969, Greek poet and Nobel Prize laureate Georgios Seferis makes a famous statement on the BBC World Service opposing the junta in Greece. In 1979, operators of the Three Mile Islands Unit 2 nuclear reactor outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, failed to recognize that a relief valve in the primary coolant system has stuck open following an unexpected shutdown. As a result, enough coolant drains out of the system to allow the core to overheat and partially melt down. And on this day in 1990, President George H.W. Bush posthumously awards Jesse Owens the Congressional Gold Medal. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, March 28. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.